Big Jim's house.
CSX 623. It's Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Ryan, Ange. All right, reeling in the years coming up in about 20 years. You want me to give you the clue? You're busted.
Oh, that's a good one.
There it is. Thank you.
20 minutes, by the way.
Right.
It's not coming up in 20 years.
Did I say 20 years?
I'm like, wait, what?
Wow.
You got to wait a little. This is a doozy
it's
of a
our new feature, reeling in the decades. Holy crap. Hey, I just got back yesterday. Come on. So, is anyone, I know it's early. 248-398-9279. It's really early. And Monday, people are grinding. What did you do when your parents were gone? Did you have a party when you were growing up when your parents were gone? And did you ever get caught? So yesterday we pull up into the driveway around 6:15. And we told Ryan, you know, with the Waze and everything, we'll be home at 6:17. You know,
you're right, perfect.
Well, all of a sudden we're driving and Waze goes, oh, I got a shorter route. So we're home at 6:03. So I pull up, we gotta walk out basement. I see a girl walk across the lawn and go, hi. Hi there, Mr. and Mrs. O'Brien. Like, hi, how are you? I'm not gonna say her name on the air. She's a very nice girl. And then she got in her car and just took off. And Ryan's like, well, Bailey could have stayed. We said, you know, Bailey could have stayed. I'll just guess her name. Sorry. Damn it. Okay, anyway, she could have stayed. He's like, oh, no, she had to go. She just stopped by for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lie, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay, 100%. That's what I thought. She was on her way somewhere else, and then she'd stopped in there for a minute. Okay. So now you understand. 248-398-927. Now, we drop this, right? There's nothing as parents. We're not going to. Because the house was clean. They took care of the cats. Everything was fine.
Yeah. She's fine. Yeah, you can't. Don't bust me. You didn't do anything wrong.
The only thing that we found now, there's a way to keep tabs on that has changed the dynamic. Do you know what it is? DoorDash. Because they're hooked up to my account, so I know when they're ordering food. And all of a sudden, when they order two or three pizzas.
And there's a couple more. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. So, when they're ordering Lucky Duck pizza and they get two 18-inch pizzas, I'm like, well, I don't think that's for two boys. Maybe.
I mean, does she have a duffel bag with her or anything? Might have been a whole weekend deal.
Big Jim's house.
Hey, welcome to Big Jim's house, 7:05. Big Jim, there's Ryan. Angie moving left to right in the radio. Okay, coming up in 15 minutes. Big changes to Ryan's wedding. We're going to talk about it. We're going to need your input. Now, the one person we're not going to talk to is his mom.
I don't want to.
Does she have a point, or did she completely just lose her? Just,
I think she just completely lost it.
All right. See what you guys think. 248-398-9279. I don't think I've ever, no, I know. I've never been in a wedding where something happened during the ceremony. I guarantee you, there's no one listening. If we narrow it down to just the actual ceremony in the church, I don't think you'll get a call. Everything happens at the reception. 248-398-9279.
I'll take this bet because we right. always do it.
I know. So here's the video we're talking about. Again, keyword mom. We'll send it right to your phone. They are standing there at the altar. Guy's rocking. Oh, and check out the shoes.
Oh, God. That's,
the dude is wearing yeah. Clark Griswold shoes, right? When he went out to the bar?
That's the first thing you look at is those the shoes.
Those must have been a gift from the bachelor party. Listen closely for the mom.
You're not going to say my son has flaws.
She's in the front row off to the right too, man. Now they had her all the way down at the end of the pew. So I'm wondering if there was already something going on leading up to this.
I have a feeling that she just really doesn't like the bride.
You think?
And then she felt like this was her end. But I don't know. To me,
it's uncomfortable to watch.
Like, I haven't done the vows, and I feel like we're just doing regular, I don't know, not writing them and stuff like that. But if you go on, like, Google and just type in wedding vows, in one of them, it's going to say, I love you for your flaws.
Right. You know what I mean? For better or worse, richer or poorer, sickness and health. I mean, it's kind of right in there. You're not going to be perfect all the time. Again, 248-398-9279. The keyword there is
mom.
But I'm telling you, these things do not happen during the ceremony. 248-398-9279. The only thing that this is so lame, but at the time we thought it was funny. Do you remember the Budweiser, the Bud Light commercials where they'd say, yes, I am?
Right.
Okay. Well, a friend of mine, Les, every time he was, hey, Les, you getting married this fall? Yes, I am. It became like a running joke. So the best man, Tim, painted on the bottom of his shoes, yes, and on one shoe, and then I am on the other. It was a Catholic wedding, so when they knelt down, you could read yes, I am on the bottom of his shoes.
Sure, she loved that.
Oh, that didn't go over well. Yeah. That didn't play well in Poughkeepsie. 248-398-9. That's a true story. 248-398-9279. If you want to see the video of the mom who takes offense to the vows, just text us. The keyword is
mom.
Big Jim's house.
CSX Big Jim's house. 723. All right. Ryan over here to my left. Getting married November 21st.
Yes.
Here's the question that we need your help. Should they cut the wedding because they're concerned about size? Obviously, having a big wedding in November is going to be tricky with COVID. Do you cut 100 people out of the wedding and go from 150 to 50? Or wait until next November and just put it off a year and get married? Hopefully, we'll all be back to normal by then. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. Do you cut 100 people out of the wedding so you can get married this year? Or do you wait a year and get married with everybody, hopefully, there next November? So this conversation's been going on with you and Heidi about not so much the next year thing, but downsizing.
Right. The downsizing is a big part of it. I know personally she does. I'd rather just get it over with and have
it. It's like get it over with when you get married.
Does that sound bad?
Yes.
Well, I want to get married so much. There you go.
Thank you. Yeah,
November.
Much better. I'd rather get this over with.
But then again, it's like 100 people. That's a lot to cut out. And I know, sorry to say, but I know it's COVID, but and all of that's going on. But some people will still feel like it's like a knock on them, or we're taking a shot at them by not inviting them.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
Oh yeah.
And with our family, there's 40 people there.
Dude,
so
this is going to be, if you're going from 150 to 50 people, if that's what you're thinking about doing, you're gonna really saw some people off. They're going to take offense to it. And I'm with you. It's COVID and everything else, and you're trying to be safe and yada, 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 umpty frats. But
but most people won't see it like that.
No, they will not. 248-398-9279. What would you do if you're Ryan? Do you have the wedding and you eliminate 100 people from the whole thing and a smaller wedding? Or do you wait a year and hopefully next year everything will be back to normal and then do it?
And that's the thing. Hopefully everything will be back to normal. You know what I mean?
So could you get the place next year?
I believe so. We haven't gotten to that discussion of if we do push it back.
Yeah.
But I believe they'll work with us. At least that's what they said. They'll work with us and figure out a date.
You're nervous talking about this now. I can hear it in your voice.
Well, yeah. I mean, you push it back, then next year we got 74 weddings to go to.
And then you.
And ours.
Hold on a second. Let's grab one. Lawrence in Dearborn. Okay, what do you do if you're Ryan?
Marry her now and have the reception next year.
So do the ceremony this year and then have the big blow-ita next November.
Perfect, yes.
Yeah, that's a good one, Lawrence. That's what we've talked about that, too, just to hold off on a reception and have a huge bash when we can get everybody together again. I like that idea.
There you go.
Hey, buddy.
Perfect.
Appreciate you listening, man. You have a great day.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
All right, there goes one more. Andrew, Novi, what are you going to do if you're Ryan?
I would have a small backyard wedding, Ryan. I had a backyard wedding on the 25th of July this year, and it went perfect. Everything went fine. And I would just have a small backyard wedding and just be safe.
So now what do you do about the 100? See, the problem is he's going to eliminate 100 people from this wedding that have already been invited, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They got to save the dates.
Okay. So that's the problem, Andrew. Okay, like, you can do it, but you're going to hurt somebody's feelings.
Right. If they can't come, then just have them send a small gift and then get with them later.
I don't know if I could ask them for a gift if they can't come to the wedding. That's tough. All right, Andrew. Well, congratulations.
But you got to be safe.
There you go. That's true. Andrew, congratulations on your nuptials as well, man. Congratulations, brother.
Thank you, sir.
All right, there goes Andrew and Novi. You nervous about this?
A little bit, yeah.
I like the idea of asking people for gifts and then telling them they can't come to the wedding. You should do that, man.
Big Jim's house.
So Ryan and Aunt Heidi are working on a big decision here. Getting married November 21st. In front of how many people?
Around 150.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. So there's two options on the table here. We need your guys' help. 248-398-9279. Number one, you would cut the wedding back to about...
Probably around 50 people, so cut 100 out.
Okay, and get married this year. We understand with COVID and everything, you got to be safe, you know, so right. You can't have a huge wedding. Or option B that we've been kind of kicking around is put the whole thing off a year, get married next November, and that gives people time. Hopefully we get a, you know, something for COVID, some sort of vaccine. And
that's what a lot of people are doing, is pushing their wedding.
Are your friends doing that?
Everybody that I've talked to, all my friends, there's four of them getting married, I think, this year. Right. All of them have pushed it back.
Really? So which way are you guys leaning?
I think we're leaning to get married. I think we both just want to not get it over with, but just get married in November.
You want to be married, yeah.
And that's both how we are. I mean, we don't need all the big fancy stuff or any... I mean, even our wedding's not going to be, you know, crazy fancy or anything like that.
Okay.
So it's just we want to do it, but I don't know. I don't also don't want 100 people to hate us.
I think you're getting more anxious the longer we talk about this, aren't you? I apologize.
This is the most I've talked about it this long with Heidi. Usually her, my mom, and her mom talking. I just sit back. Hey, tell me where I got to be.
It's a good way to go through life. You're well on your way to a successful marriage, buddy. John and Taylor, what do you think, man? What would you do?
What I think?
Yeah.
Still have the wedding, but do it outdoors under a big circus tent with TV monitors and cameras so everybody can zoom.
So we rent a circus tent, and then we do it there, and everybody can see it. Nice. Yep. I like it, John. Good thoughts, buddy.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, bud. You got to get a circus tent. Circus wedding. Theme weddings. They always go well. Officer Bill, what do you think, bud?
Well, this is my thought. Get married now, and then next year have a gathering and redo your vows.
Oh, that's a good...
That's a gathering.
Have like a big reception and then just before do the vows and stuff again, so it's a little ceremony.
Do the mini ceremony in front of your guests and just say you're going to restate your vows.
That's a good idea.
And you don't have to do all of them. You just go like, with this ring, yada, 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 and then this ring, blah, blah, blah. And then
I could just play a video of the first time we did them.
Oh, that would be lazy.
Nah, that's a little cheesy.
All right, Officer Bill, you have a good day, buddy.
You too. Take care.
Big Jim's house.
All right, so here's a question this morning. You're getting married November 21st. You invite 150 people, but you're thinking about cutting it back to just 50.
Yes.
Or get married next year, hopefully have a vaccine, and then have the full wedding. What do you do? The reason we mention this, resident young guy, producer Ryan here, getting married November 21st, and you guys are contemplating that very same scenario.
Yeah.
So 248-398-9279. Which way are you leaning?
I'm leaning towards doing it. And like I said, I have no other better words than just, you know, want to get it over with. Not in the sense that I'm just like, ugh, about it, but I just want to, you know.
You want to be married?
I feel like we already are anyways. We're already, you know, living together and all that good stuff, but.
In sin?
But,
in the vapors.
I just want to do it. I can't take another year of this. And I'm not even planning most, you know.
I was going to say, what do you do?
I can't complain. Heidi's taking care of it all, but. I don't want to hear about it. Is she up?
Oh, my God. Did you just say that? 248-398-9279. What would you do? What do you think, Ryan, should do here? A couple text message comments coming in?
Yeah, we got one. Don't worry what your guests think. You and Heidi do what you want. If they get mad, then they are very shallow and not true friends. That's good.
Okay.
Here's one. Ryan, cut it to your and Heidi's immediate family, but then broadcast the wedding over the radio station and just tell everybody to tune in.
Yes! Oh, that's the greatest text.
Talk Heidi into that one, and that's the only thing you'll have to do. Talk her into
that one. That's a good idea. Come on! That way all your friends can be part of the wedding, We'll broadcast it live. That's Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Come on!
I don't like that you're liking this one too much.
We get our voice guy to do things. Here comes the bride. Laser shots everywhere. It's a great idea. Great text message. Hold on. All right. Kathy, now what would you do?
Well, Ryan, get married now. You didn't send out the invitations for November yet. Have immediate family for a small celebration of wedding. And then mail out another card to the people who are unable to attend and say, we got married due to this COVID. We plan on having a big celebration maybe next spring or summer. And that way, other people, their feelings won't be hurt. They know that a party, a celebration is coming. And just let them know you got married and do the situation this year. Please save this date.
There you go.
For a party. Because everybody knows what's going on. And I'm sure, I don't think anything is different because we all know what's going on.
Right. Right. Now, Ryan does have he's asking for gift cards to Hooters, so I don't know what that means.
Why not?
Why not? All right, Kathy, have a good morning.
You do the same, guys.
All right, here's a question. So if you guys do the 50 thing in November, right, the small wedding.
Right.
Do we still have to buy you a gift if we don't get to come to the ceremony?
No. No, if it's cut down, I'm not going to ask the other 100 people, hey, I know I told you guys could come to this, but now you can't. Can you still send me something?
So the party next year, though.
I think if you do a party
so then
the
do we
year
bring
after,
a gift?
I mean, you got to bring a gift. You're doing the vow, so you're there regardless. You're not getting out of this
I don't have to bring you a gift.
Yeah, you do.
I'm doing the vows. Why do I have to bring a gift? My gift is my voice. No, I'll bring you a gift. But if you go to the thing next year, like you do your one-year anniversary party, invite everybody.
Right.
Do I need to bring a gift to that?
No, not if you were there.
Okay. Now, just saying, since you're thinking about gifts, if you did this on the air, you could invite all the listeners to go check out your registry. Come on. Come on. Is Heidi awake?
Keyword, no.
God damn it.
Big Jim's house.
You were talking that you guys you have two options, really. You can narrow down your wedding in November from 150 to how many people again?
About 50 people, we're thinking.
Or push the whole thing off for a year,
right,
which is what your friends are doing.
Yeah, a lot of people we know are doing that, waiting a year to do it.
248-398-9279. You guys, doors always open at Big Jim's house. You know that. So you always call us. 248-398-9279. Let me see. Trudy in Farmington Hills. And she's waving at me. Go ahead. Now, what do you got?
Hey, some cultures have weddings that are, like, longer than just one day. They have, like, 2-3-day weddings. So why doesn't he just extend it? Have the immediate family, the 50 for the first, for the actual service and party and stuff. And then extend it on for everybody else to party hardy for the rest of the weekend.
Well, I like you, Trudy. That's awesome.
Full weekend of it. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
There you go.
Huh?
It's like one of those Art Van furniture sales goes on for three whole days.
And then she would love it, too, because then she could wear multiple dresses.
See? Costume changes.
Oh, and that's just what we need is more decisions on those.
And if we can get that circus thing that John pitched us earlier, we can do a three-day circus wedding. This is fantastic. Trudy, you've solved the problem.
Him riding on an elephant.
There it is.
Oh, nice.
One day. See? One day.
There
okay.
You go.
Trudy, have a great morning. We appreciate you listening.
Yeah, thank you. You guys have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
There she goes. So we've solved this, right?
Yeah.
A three-day circus wedding, 50 people each. That way everybody's happy. You get married. It's a win-win. Why are you laughing?
We're just putting everything Heidi doesn't like together, making this wedding happen, baby.
She doesn't like circus?
No. She's asking about clowns.
Oh, she doesn't like clowns.
Oh.
She'll get over it.
I don't think so.
Do you want me to read the vows like Pennywise when we do that?
Oh, my God, yeah. With a little face paint on.
Do you want Brian to be your lover with your husband? Do you?
Big Jim's house.
We were talking with Ryan about this. So I get home yesterday, and we had headed down south to go see some friends, and we told our two boys, Ryan, the college kid, we'll be home at 6:15. Waze told us 6:15. Well, we got home like 10 minutes early. You know how it is. It gives you a shortcut, and all of a sudden, you're there. So as we pull up in the driveway, I see a girl walk by. We have a walkout basement. I know her, who she is.
Right.
You know, someone that's a friend of Ryan's. So she just kind of waved. We went, hi. And then she went and got in her car and left. So you brought up a great point. Because we felt guilty. We're like, should we have said something, invited her in for dinner? Should we have, you know, I'm not really going to shame Ryan about it, although I'm kind of doing it right on the air. But, I mean, it's
odd on both ends.
Okay.
Because her leaving at that time made it seem, if she would have still been there when you guys walked into the house.
That would have been worse.
It would have been worse?
I think so.
Oh, okay. See, I think that would have been better because it doesn't look like you were pushing her out right away.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, get out, my parents are coming.
But some of this is on Ryan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You always have to have at least a 20-minute buffer. Either way.
Is it the rule?
You got to have an early 20-minute buffer. If they tell you you're going to be home, you know, if I'm going to be home at 6 o'clock, she's gone by at least 5:45.
So, 248-398-9279. You ever get busted by your parents with a man or a woman? In your house. You used to hide their shoes, though, didn't you?
Yeah, in high school, I would hide a girl's shoes, a pair of shoes in the summertime. I'd put them in the dryer. And then have her sleep in the basement. And then at 6 o'clock, I knew my mom was already gone for work. So then I'd set an alarm for myself, wake myself up, run down there, grab her, and bring her up to my room. And then go back to sleep.
Seriously?
Yeah. So the one day, Lizzie forgot to take out her sweater from the dryer and
Found the shoes.
Sitting right on top of it.
How did that end?
I mean, I think she just called me a dummy. Just, you know, just tell me, dude. But yeah, you got to have that 15-20-minute buffer, right?
Okay, so really, it's on Ryan.
Yeah.
All right. Should we invite her to stay for dinner or something?
You should have just made her awkward. So, what were you guys doing down there?
Oh, great. Yeah, that would go over well. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to embarrass her. Oh! What are you doing with my son in our walkout basement? The same walkout basement that Dylan Larkin just came over and chased the woman who was here before. All right, 248-398-9279. I'm with you. This is on him. We don't have anything to be ashamed of.
No. No, he's good. No, if anything, you're like, I had a chick over, man.
I'm not giving him a high five.
Big Jim's house. Big Jim's house.
Yeah, I got home yesterday, and there was a young lady walking around the side of the house. From where our walkout basement is. We know her. She's a sweetheart. Friend of Ryan's. And we just got home from our vacation, and she got in her car, waved, and she didn't, like, try to avoid us. She waved. We said hi. She said hi, and she got in her car and left. So, should we have said anything more about it? Should I have made it? We didn't make a thing about it last night when we got home. We didn't, like, you know, what are you doing? Because the house was clean. They had emptied the dishwasher and taken care of the cat, so we were cool. But you're the one that used to sneak girls into your house when you were in high school.
Right. And just hide their shoes in the dryer so that my mom make them stay in the basement until my mom left for work in the morning.
And then they would just give them the shoes and...
And then I'd go down and get them and bring them back up to my room, and then we were good to go. You know, once my mom was gone, it was fine.
All right. I don't know. A part of me wanted to invite her back. You want to stay for dinner? That would have been even more awkward.
Yeah, you would have made it weird then.
Oh, that was my goal. What do you mean? Would have? That was my goal. Absolutely. Gotta make it weird. So, what were you doing over here this weekend while we were out of town?
Joey, you're all right, Roger. How was it?
Joey. All right, hold on. It's Randy here. Randy, go ahead, man.
Hey, good morning. I would have invited her in, but I had a situation years ago when my son was 15. I was in sales, so I would pop in, you know, unannounced all the time. Well, I come home into my apartment, I open my door, and I'm like, what is that? What's going on here? I hear noises. So I go walking through the kitchen, go over to my son's room, and the door's wide open. He's laying there naked. His girlfriend's naked. I'm like, you know, I shut the door. I said, get dressed, and you guys need to get out here right now. It was so embarrassing. It was embarrassing for him and me.
So,
but, I mean,
do you have what's the conversation afterwards? You can't really talk about anything else at dinner.
Well, yeah, I had a long talk with him, and believe it or not, he made me a grandfather about 7-8 months later.
Whoa.
15 Whoa. Years old. I was officially 39 years old and became a grandpa.
Holy crap. I'm going to ask, are they still together?
They are not, but my grandson will be 16 in November. It's amazing.
That's crazy.
You know.
All right. See, then that day, yeah. And then you work from home for the rest of your life. You never left that house
again.
No
more sales calls.
Yeah, no more sales calls for Randy.
Yeah, I was afraid to go back to work.
I'm you know? With you, man. Shackle that kid. All right. Randy, you have a great day. Appreciate you, bud.
You too. Bye.
All right, there it goes. 248-398-9279. Somebody just texted in a way to sneak out of the house. Okay. I'm calling shenanigans. Go ahead.
So this text came in. Sneaking them in at night was difficult. Wasn't difficult, but out in the morning was tricky. Sorry. We would try to walk up the stairs in cadence. So that the mom wouldn't know that there's two people there. So you try to make it seem like there's only 1 foot steps going up the stairs. But
come on. Would that work?
I don't know. Really good at the three-legged race.
Yeah, I guess. Is that what the kids are calling it? Or...
hope I got that right. I don't...
You're so lingo. 248-398-9279. Okay, so I'm glad I didn't say anything. Other than on the air for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Big Jim's house.
I want to get back to some of that. Earlier this morning, we played this. If you're just joining us, hi, thanks for checking in. Big Jim, there's Ryan, there's Angie, 248-398-9279. You can always call us on the house phone. We're always here. This mom. We've been talking about a lot of stuff about wedding. You may be pushing your date to next year or making a smaller wedding. But this mom who freaked out during the ceremony. She took offense to something that the bride said about her son. And again, when you watch this video, the keyword for that one is...
mom.
248-398-9279. Keyword mom. We'll send it right to your phone. He's wearing shoes that Clark Griswold wore when he went to the nightclub in Vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She should be offended by the shoes, not by what the bride said.
And listen closely here. Hold on.
You're not going to say my son has flaws.
There's so much going on in that video. You can hear some of the lines.
I'm like, whoever's recording that, when they go, like he's loving it.
And the groom never lets go of the bride's hands. He's sitting there, and he's like hanging on. If I don't look over my shoulder, this isn't really happening. This isn't happening.
And then you got her yelling at... he's in such a bad position there as the groom. Your mom's going to give you crap for not defending her. And then she's going to give... the bride's going to give you crap for not defending her. So it's like, I would just run out the door.
You'll see in the video.
I don't need either of you. Bye!
Runaway groom. The new movie. With Joey Roberts. You run out the door. Yeah, he looks incredibly uncomfortable in all this. But doesn't she yell out, and again, you'll see a keyword mom. Doesn't she yell out, I paid for your dress?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going anywhere. That dress you're wearing, I paid for it.
You nervous about the wedding now?
No.
You don't think your mom will do that?
Like I said before, she's just going to yell at me. It'll be turned around. My son's not worth, or... yeah, you know what I'm saying.
What would that be like? If anybody has any reason why these two shouldn't be wed, speak up now, forever hold your peace.
Yeah.
Your
she's
mom will go,
too good for
her, man. Your mom's like, I got 6 pages here. He's a slob. He doesn't know how to cook.
Let's start with 1994. She's going to go all the way back.
Big Jim's House.
TSX Big Jim's House round of the show. And we'll be back tomorrow morning. More Battle of the Burbs, Reeling in the Years. We'll find out if Ryan's in trouble for any conversations he may or may not have had this morning regarding his upcoming wedding. See if your mom's going to kill you for us posting that video of the... oh, by the way, if you want to see a mom who flips out at a wedding, I don't know that I've ever seen this.
No, not like that.
No. At the reception, maybe. You've had a couple drinks and you kind of... you know what? You don't deserve my boy.
Right, something like that.
This is during the nuptials. We'll text it to you. The keyword, of course, is
mom.
All right. Now, another thing I want to talk about real quick. Beasley Small Business Grant Program. You can apply for your chance to gain 10 grand in radio advertising. Michigan State Credit Union, CSX. We've got 5 grants available. Now, text us. The keyword is
biz, B-I-Z.
300-word essay about your business and tell us how it has a positive effect in the community. And we're serious about this. An advertising package valued at 10 grand from CSX. Just our way and working with Beasley Media, our parent company, to make sure that small businesses have a shot in these crazy times. So this is awesome, man. Again, if you or somebody you know has it, why wouldn't you at least take a crack at it, right?
Right. And it doesn't hurt to try.
248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is...
biz.
Always look on the bright side of life.
You guys have a great day. Change your name to Cadillac because we're Audi 5000. Boom! That doesn't work.
Ah, boom!
Change your name to Brooks because we're done. Nah, it's country. Yeah, that doesn't work. It'll work on another one. See around like a donut? Gotta work on that one. I like that one. Audi 5.
Outcast member.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Way to keep it topical, O'Brien. All right, you guys be good. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.